Welcome to It Starts Now. This is Juanita, and this is the podcast where we talk about aging boldly, living loudly, and looking damn good while doing it. Now, today, I'm going to cut through the myths because a lot of you have asked me to do this show. So I'm doing this show, and I got someone that is going to, give us all the information, the conversations, the fear that we have about cosmetic surgery after 50. Now, we're going to talk about all what he does, but I'm going to ask him questions from facelift to not too much filler, but facelift, and the questions that you have been asking yourself. You've been talking about it with your girlfriends, whether you're drinking coffee or you're drinking your wine, and you want to know exactly what is good for us girls over 50. And can Dr. Sergey Kaslov from Madison Avenue and Miami, practicing board certified plastic surgeon, he's going to talk to us about what we should be asking. And I'm going to tell you this, girl, because you know I do this. He ain't bad on the eyes either. I'm just, he's a good-looking man.
Thank you.
Welcome, Dr. K. How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me here.
And he's given us some time on his busy schedule, and I am so pleased. I'm so pleased, and I'm so happy to have him. So we're going to get right into it, Doctor. I notice all the love that you get on Instagram, and most of the women that I see that you're doing procedures, they're doing something, I think it's called a BBL.
Correct.
Is that good for us girls over 50? Can we still get that too? Is that one of the main things or main procedures that people come into you for?
Yes, it is one of the main procedures. I do that procedure awake. And yes, over 50, it's a great time to do the procedure because who doesn't want better body curves and shape? And right. By that, I don't necessarily mean a larger butt, because just a larger butt by itself is not going to do any good. It will look like an ant butt. But to shape, to get rid of the love handles. Sometimes, no matter what you do, whether you're 20, 30, 50, you cannot get rid of the love handles at the gym. So the only way to do that and to get the hourglass is to get the BBL, which is actually Lipo 360, which is liposuction around the waist, 360 degrees. That's why it's called like that. And the butt lift part, the BBL, is actually a small portion of the procedure. A lot of reshaping and giving you a new body shape is done with the Lipo 360, with the liposuction.
So what about, because I have a friend, and I'm not going to say her name because she'll probably get mad, but I have a friend who had a C-section. Mm-hmm. And I think the way they came back and they stitched her up, after that or whatever, she cannot lose that belly. She always looked like she's pregnant. So mm-hmm. I know you have to go in and probably go into the muscle or whatever, but can women over 50 who say, I'm tired of this thick stomach, are they still able to do this?
Well, yes. Anybody who has children have the muscles stretched out. So mm-hmm. some women have it stretched out a little bit, some a lot. So you cannot repair the muscles with just liposuction. So BBL Lipo 360 by itself will not repair the muscle, but it will make you flatter about halfway in the front and give you the shape on the sides and the back. So you're still getting the shape without the big scar, without the big surgery, but it cannot put the muscle together. Only a tummy tuck can put the muscle together.
Right. So you, and I'm looking at all your accolades, and you've done over 5,000 of these procedures. So ladies, you're in good hands. And gentlemen, let me throw that out there. Are men coming to you a lot more? Because I'm thinking that they're just as vain as we are.
Well, yes, a lot of men come to me mostly for Lipo 360 with a little bit of etching in the front. I don't do the detailed ab etching, no horizontal lines, just the vertical fitness lines I do. And a lot of men come because they have the same issue. They can't lose the love handles, and they want to be flatter in the front. Right. They want to fit into the shirts, not have a tie around them.
Yeah, looking like they need a bra. I'm just throwing it out there.
Yeah. Well, listen, a lot of men concentrate some fat on the breasts too, so I get those flatter as well with liposuction at the same time. That's another thing men do. I would say men come to me for three main things. Lipo 360, liposuction of the chest, and a gynecomastia surgery, and lower blepharoplasty, I would say.
What is that?
That's taking the bags underneath the eyes. So you look more rested because sometimes you have the fat showing and a little extra skin. And so no matter how much rest you get, you're not going to look rested if you have that. And if you remove it, it'll make you look like you always had 9 hours of sleep.
So, you know, I know, and I think I know the answer to this, but I'm going to have you answer it. Can people get neck surgery?
Neck surgery, well, not neck itself necessarily, but they can lift the neck, meaning everything below the chin and the jawline, you can lift that and get rid of the fullness there, either with liposuction, some skin tightening, or neck lift, facelift. So yes, but not, sometimes you see those tiny little horizontal lines going across the neck, those are breaks in the skin, those you cannot get rid of. Sometimes, you know, surgery has its limitations. No matter what you do, those will stay. But overall, the neck will improve. All the fullness will be gone.
Right. So what red flags should people over 50 start watching for when they're choosing a good plastic surgeon?
Well, if I was to choose a plastic surgeon myself, knowing the inside, number one, I would go into probably not too far from my area because you don't want to be stuck after surgery somewhere else seeking treatment not from your plastic surgeon. Number two, you want to get the best result you can for your body type. So you have to see the before and after, side to side. Don't fall for the smoke and mirrors of, you know, Photoshop pictures, different angles, different lights. It's very easy to make a body look good, and it's not being the case in reality. And you have to look at your body type and see the after of your body type. If you go into a plastic surgeon, he should have, a reasonable amount of before and after side-by-side photos. He can have other photos, but you have to look at that. And number three, I would say you have to meet him face-to-face beforehand and discuss your specific body type because he will tell you what he can and what he cannot do and the limitations of your body. You cannot expect perfection. And so his job is to tell you where he cannot achieve your goals. And you need to know that, not to waste your money and not to feel afterwards like you lost out and you don't see a difference and you don't like your body.
Now, I'm so glad you said that about the expectations, because I know a lot of people, they're going to get plastic surgery and they have this, they'll bring a picture in. And I'm going to throw my girl's name out there. I mean, because everybody loves her and everybody wants to look like her. It's Kim Kardashian. Everybody wants this Kim K look. Mm-hmm. And then you got people who clearly cannot accomplish that. Do you just give them that rude awakening? Hey, look, babe, you know, I think you're great, but you're not going to be a Kim K. You're going to be a Juanita D or whatever you're going to be. I mean, how do you get them to just like wake up and smell the plastic surgery?
Well, look, you have to. Otherwise, they will be mad after the surgery, and it's not good for anybody. It's not good for me. It's not good for them. So everybody's body can be improved. So that's the thing. Everybody's body can be improved to some degree. But if somebody has unrealistic expectations, you have to tell them. Otherwise, they'll be very, very disappointed afterwards. And Kim K, yeah, she has a nice body, hourglass. But half her pictures she photoshops on Instagram, like everybody else. And so who's to say her before and after body side to side what it looked like? Nobody really has that. They just see a body out there photoshopped on the beach and the after. But you have to look at both and see if that difference is possible to be made.
So is there an age limit, Dr. K, on who can get surgery?
No, if you're healthy and you're in the 80s, sometimes even 90s, and you could do a small procedure awake if you have no medical contraindications.
Now, when you say awake, like, what are you doing that I can stay awake to see you like perform? Like, what are you doing?
Well, I've been doing a lot of surgeries awake. The only two surgeries I cannot do awake pretty much is a rhinoplasty with breaking the bones and a full tummy tuck with muscle repair, complete muscle repair.
Every BBL other surgery is awake?
Yes. I do a majority of them awake. In my opinion, it's easier for the patient, faster recovery, safer. It's just less involved. There's less stress on the body, but you have to know how to do that as a plastic surgeon. You have to have the numbing technique.
I saw the pictures, and I'm telling you, I've seen the women, and you do a phenomenal job.
Oh, thank you. Yes. Listen, I try I put a lot of effort in every single surgery and try to get the best result, the most difference from the before.
So what are the recovery times? This is realistically, like what can we expect if we're getting, I guess, the BBL, the Lipo 360 versus, I guess, a full tummy tuck where you have to kind of go in and fix the muscle and all that stuff?
Well, you know, if it's just liposuction, there's no incisions to heal. So you can pick up your baby much sooner, you know, next few days, and you can go to the gym and go to work in a few weeks, you know, much earlier. If there's a tummy tuck, you will have drains, you have to walk around bent, and you'll be out of work for about 2-3 weeks for the most part. So it's, you know, the recovery is twice as long probably. But one of the points I want to make for whoever's considering plastic surgery on the body, on the front, on the sides, you know, if you just get a tummy tuck, it doesn't shape you. So it's very important to get the liposuction along with the tummy tuck. And a lot of times, lipo over the flanks is not the lipo that you want. You want lipo 360 with a tummy tuck. And the surgeon that offers lipo 360, he most likely does the complete liposuction surgery. So he will give you the shape. Because most common, I think, disappointment after tummy tucks is no shape. You know, you expected right. smaller waist, but the tummy tuck does not give you a smaller waist. And so the liposuction does. So a lot of people confuse the two. They don't know that. And
I am actually confused too. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
So the lipo is what gives you the shape, mostly the shape, the 360. The tummy tuck just
exactly.
kind of makes you flat or whatever.
Exactly. The tummy tuck just takes care of the front. You cut out the skin, whatever's hanging in the front, some of the
right.
fat that's also underneath the skin. You repair the muscle. And you pull the muscle together, but it doesn't pull the waist together. So if you just do a tummy tuck with absolutely no liposuction, you will be flatter in the front, but you're going to have zero change in your shape on the sides or on the back. You're not going to be hourglass. To do the shaping, you need lipo 360, not
right.
even just lipo of the flanks. Lipo of the flanks means just during the tummy tuck, the surgeon just goes and does a little bit on the sides, and that's not enough to give you a shape. So it's important to get a complete lipo. And if you have a lot of fat to take or some medical problems or you're a little bit older, it's most beneficial to split the procedure into two. That's why, you know, sometimes you need to have it two times. First, let's say tummy tuck, then liposuction, or vice versa. But you need both.
So speaking of, you know, things that are falling or going down, what about boobs? Like, you know, breasts are... I mean, you know, I try to wear a good bra, doctor. I really do. I moisturize. I mm-hmm. you know, exfoliate. I do all that stuff. But the girls are hanging a little up.
Yeah.
So what do you do about that?
Well, listen, it depends on if you just want to lift or you want to be bigger or smaller with your size. A lot of times the simplest way is the best way. So if you just need a lift, that makes it simple. You just lift the breasts, you lift the nipples, make them point straight, get rid of that fold on the bottom where the skin folds on itself, and they'll be a little bit smaller than your current breasts, but you're saving yourself the complication of putting an implant in or doing a bigger reduction to get them smaller, which makes the surgery a little more complicated. So if you just need a lift, then that's what you need, just a lift.
I like that, what you just said, the simpler the better. I mean, I like that. And I love the fact that, you know, a lot of people think that just, you know, they want to get a boob job or whatever, and they want to add some stuff. I would not want that. I would just want the girl to be sitting up. So if I just don't want to wear a bra or whatever, I'll just come outside and, you know, you can look if you want, because I can be an exhibitionist at times. But it's like, that's all I want. I want the girl to be sitting up.
Yeah. Well, yes. So then that the lift is the main surgery that you need. And just one point is, you know, they're sisters, not twins. So they're not exactly ever identical. they shouldn't be cousins. I'll tell you that. There should be some kind of, you know, there should be some relation, but no, not twins, not identical twins. They are their sisters.
I think mine are just a cousin.
No, not distant cousins, no. Or, no.
Oh,
or neighbors.
So do you do you have sisters in your family, or is your mom still with us?
Just my mom. I have no sisters, it's just me, my brother, and my mom.
Okay, so I ask this, I'm not to get into your business, but so when your mom did, if your mom comes to you and says, "Son, I want you to tell me what skincare or what I can start doing to my skin in case I can't do all of the stuff that you have," what do you tell people? How can I prepare my body so it can just look a little better? Because I am considering coming to you, doctor. I'm just throwing it out there. Everybody can hear me. I'm coming to Madison Avenue and I
Okay,
am
yes,
looking at
stop
the
by.
Lipo 360. But what if people can't do that and they don't want to do that? What do you tell them?
You have to kind of make sure you don't expect too much from the treatments and you're okay spending some of the money and going multiple times. But some non-invasive treatments work a little bit. But the shorter the downtime, the less difference you will see of the treatment. You know, there's no such thing as like lunchtime, body change, surgery, lift. It doesn't work. If it's lunchtime, you're not going to see much of a difference. And it's not, although it's not going to be a long downtime. So, but there's things you could do. I mean, there's some non-invasive skin tightening you could do, like Morpheus radio frequency. You could try to remove the fat with CoolSculpting, although there's mixed reports on that. You know,
Yeah, I
some
heard about, yeah.
patients like it, some don't. The real way to do it is pretty much, I think, liposuction. You know, you don't. It's not a big procedure, so it's not a tummy tuck, but it still gives you a very good result.
Yeah. I totally agree.
But
What
there's
about if
no
you lost a lot of
greens.
weight, though? What if you lost a whole lot of weight?
What if you lost a whole lot of weight? Well, your body will be like a balloon. And you know, the weight will go, but the skin will stay. So the skin will start hanging on the arms, on the belly, on the back,
Right,
everywhere. And
right,
then
right,
if you
right.
lose too much weight, you cannot exercise that skin. You have to cut it out. So that's when you start doing the body contouring surgeries, trying to get rid of that skin. But there's no other way to do it. There's no,
Yeah.
lotion or any kind of anything you can put on the skin to make a big difference. You know,
Yeah, because
not
I am really seeing that people are literally trying to sell products, knowing that, and I'm so glad you dispelled that because a lot of companies are selling products and telling women that have lost weight or saggy skin or whatever that if you use this product, it'll tighten your skin up in 2 days or whatever. And it's just bull crap.
Yeah, if it sounds too good to be true, it's not, it's not going to work. And I don't think the FDA really regulates the creams and all those anti-aging vitamins and creams, and so they could say whatever they want, but as far as if it's true, don't think so.
You've been just a wealth of information. But one last question before I let you go. What is the difference, or what, I mean, maybe it's not a difference, but do you treat black skin different than Caucasian skin? Because I guess our melanoma, what I mean, melatonin or whatever, but is there a difference like the recovery? Because I know a lot of black people will have keloids in certain parts of their body.
Yes, so let's say there's some differences that you have to take into account. So, for example, when you do the scarring, I try to make the smallest scar every time, but you have to warn the patient that if you have darker skin, you might keloid, especially underneath the breast, some areas, or sometimes the lipo scars, they will become thicker. And so I have the patients come back and I inject a little Kenalog, a little steroid to
Oh,
soften it
wow.
up and to shrink it. Yeah, it takes a few times, but it does work. Also darker skin, I've noticed as far as liposuction, a lot of times it's a little thicker. And so that's good because it tightens up better and you don't see much of a shadow. So let's say if you have thin white skin, you come in, a lot of times you have to be very careful taking the fat away because you take the fat and the skin is thin, like paper thin, and you see everything through it, and then it doesn't look good. It doesn't look smooth. I think I saw a picture of like Tara Reid once. I don't know if you Google it, and you look at her stomach somewhere online. After liposuction, it looks like just, very irregular. And so that's
Oh,
what you could
wow.
get. If you have thicker skin, it'll tighten up and it's not going to have those that visibility. So that's a benefit as far as the skin tightening. But I try to warn the people if they have a history of hypertrophic scarring that it can happen again. Keloids can happen again, and you just got to keep an eye on it afterwards and Yeah, sometimes the scars around the breasts are bad, no matter what you do. You know, you have a breast lift or breast reduction, and the scars around the areola are thicker, and vertical and horizontal scars, you know, the anchor scars, everything is just thicker, and there's nothing you could do. And so sometimes, unless there's a big difference in surgery with the lift, I say, listen, might not even be worth it to do a lift. You know, your nipples are pointing just a little bit downwards, you're not going to get much of a difference, and you risk these scars. So you know, sometimes I try to talk people out of the surgery.
Wow. Now that's the first. You're actually like, hey, I'm not going to let you spend all their loot because I don't think this is going to work or whatever. I think that's very refreshing, actually.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's a trade-off. Every surgery you do, you get the scars. So the scars have to be worth it. So if your breasts are very low and you see a very good difference, you do see the scars, you'll say to yourself, okay, I know the scars, but I you know, look at my breasts. They're much better shaped. They're lifted. Whereas if your breasts are a little bit low and the surgeon lifts them, it's not going to be a big change. So all you see is the scars. You'll say, oh, the breasts will look the same, but now I have the scars. So what was the point of doing it? So you have to kind of consider that.
So, Dr. K, are you taking new patients? Because we're going to let you tell everybody where you're located. I already told them that you're on Madison Avenue, and you're also in Miami.
Oh, yes. So right now I'm mostly on Madison Avenue, 635 Madison Avenue, 17th floor. That's in New York, Manhattan, right next to Central Park. So stop by and say hi.
I will. And I'm going to put all this in the show notes for Dr. K so people can look you up, and you know, they'll say they heard it on this show. But you know, whether you're team Nip Tuck or you're probably rocking your laugh lines, the message is this: do what feels good to you. And I'm feeling good about Dr. K working on my body, so I'm just telling y'all people, I'm going to be doing this, and I'm going to be broadcasting it, and I'm going to let everybody know when I'm doing it or whatever. But if you love this episode, don't forget to follow us, rate us, share us. It Starts Now podcast. And we are heard on 7 platforms, believe it or not. We're all over. You can't say you can't hear this because we're on all different streaming platforms. So Dr. K, thank you so much for being a guest on It Starts Now.
Thank you for having me. It was fun, and hope to see you soon.
You absolutely will. And girls, he's a good looking
guy. Thank
he
you.
He's really good on the eye. Thank you so much, Dr. K.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
You too.